Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Did Alphabet just pull ahead in the autonomous car race?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So according to its annual report in the State Department of Motor Vehicles, Waymo, the Alphabet unit that began as Google's self-driving car project 8 years ago, has logged in 635,868 miles on California roads last year. Why is this important? Let's get the very latest from the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins, who is patching in from our San Francisco bureau. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
What does this annual report from California do to shed light on where Alphabet's Waymo, again, because we're hearing a lot more about their progress lately, but how does this report uniquely shed light on where they stand?
Yeah, it's one of the rare instances where we have a kind of a window into the development process by not only Waymo, which is Alphabet's self-driving car effort that was formerly known as the Google self-driving car effort, plus other companies report this information. So we're seeing a number of miles driven in California roads, which Google Waymo has been kind of public about. But another thing we see here is the number of times that the automated driving system turns off, either because the technology fails or because the human operator behind the wheel takes over for a variety of reasons, such as concerns about safety, that sort of thing. A metric, it is not the only metric, but it is a way of seeing how development is progressing.
And, you know, California's reporting requirement seems to offer almost this rare insight about the progress of a company's automated driving system. That's got to be cause for some concerns, especially when you look at how competitive this autonomous car race is in the industry.
Yeah, well, the state DMV, which oversees the autonomous car testing program in the state, has made the argument in the past that this that part of the trade-off for allowing this technology to be developed on public roads is helping the public understand exactly what this technology does, and in doing so is by providing information to the public about it. It's hard to compare across the companies that reported. 11 reported. There are 21 companies that have permits. But of the 11 that submitted their paperwork to the state, we see that they are in various different levels of public testing has occurred. Waymo is far and ahead, done more testing on public roads than anybody else. Last year, the next company to do the most is Cruise Automation, which is the San Francisco startup that General Motors acquired last year. Is a way to jumpstart their self-driving program. And they had just about 10,000 miles, and mostly in the city of San Francisco, which are complicated miles. And so that, you know, that's a big difference.
I'm curious, where does Tesla stand with its semi-autonomous features already in its cars via the autopilot system? We talk about it a lot on this podcast. Where do they stand amid the competition in road testing?
You know, another interesting revelation was that Tesla, which has made a lot of headway in its semi-autonomous system known as autopilot, which can take control of the vehicle in certain situations on the highway, essentially like a super kind of cruise control. The chief executive, Elon Musk of Tesla, last October announced that he was going to begin shipping vehicles with hardware in place that could be enabled with software down the road to make his vehicles fully self-driving. And in fact, by the end of 2017, he wants to demonstrate that capability, having a car drive from Los Angeles to New York City fully autonomous.
Right.
And these records show that, in fact, he started testing on California roads in the same month he made that announcement. And the company did about 550 miles of testing of its autonomous system in California last year. Now, they tell regulators they've also done testing elsewhere in labs and in simulations and test tracks in other parts of the world, but it is an indication of where they are in that development of the program.
We're talking the always heated autonomous car race with the Wall Street Journal's Tim Higgins. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, UberPool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thank you for listening. So, you know, we're logging in, and by we, I mean U.S. car manufacturers, are logging in all of these miles, making these advancements, and it's all happening so, so quickly. But ultimately, where is the technology? Is it anywhere close to where we need it to be to cross that finish line to where we are all driving autonomous cars?
Well, there have been a lot of proclamations in the past 18 months to 2 years by automakers and tech companies about having fully self-driving cars on the road. And one of the issues here is the definition of fully self-driving, and that is part of the confusion around this excitement about this new technology. The idea of having a car that you can just say, come pick me up, and nobody will be in the vehicle, and it picks you up and drives you wherever you tell it to drive, you know, that is not tomorrow's technology. That's probably down the road technology. But we are seeing in the immediate term more and more automation in the vehicle. While the driver still needs to remain in control, there are now essentially a guardian angel, perhaps, is a way to look at it, kind of helping oversee some of the functions of the car. We see that with Tesla's autopilot, where it can help take control of the vehicle in some situations where it's easy to get distracted and bored. But you still have to remain in control and alert to take control of the car. We've seen some developments with Mercedes-Benz and BMW and Infiniti. So these vehicles are getting more automated. It's just not the Jetsons kind of world of view of, you know, having this robot drive you around yet. But it's steps towards that. And so do we have technology that we can drive us around with as a chauffeur at this point? Well, not yet, but there's definitely work towards that.
That sums it up nicely. Tim Higgins, thank you as always.
Thank you.
That wraps up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.